Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Masechet Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Avan, Yerziv Gahago, and Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Rav Shimon Gamaliel says, Al Shalosh Dvar Ma'olam Oymed, the world stands on three things. This is not like the previous time we said, Al Shalosh Dvar Ma'olam Oymed, Al Tarev Avad, Vagmilas Chasadim. That was more of a spiritual idea, that the whole keem of the world, the whole way that the world continues from a spiritual standpoint is on those three things. This is much more of a practical standpoint, like on a day-to-day basis, how do we actually have the world continuing so we can function like normal people. These three things that are necessary: al hadin, proper judgment, val emes, and on truth, val shalom, and on peace. We have to have proper judgments from courts. There has to be truth in between people. One fellow can't lie to another, and there has to be peace in between governments and man between his fellow, and only then we'll be able to function properly and have a normal society. How do we know this? Shnemar, because the pasuk says, emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. And moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, this Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. He's also called Rebbe. He's one of the compiled Mishnayos. He used to say as follows, Ezvi derech yashar Adam, what's a straight path that a person should choose for himself? Anything which brings glory to the one who does it and to other people as well. Another way of saying this is the derech mamutza, this is the golden middle. Don't be too extreme this way or that way. If, let's say, a person spends tons of money, he's always giving his money out to other people, so that's a great teferis for those people. It's wonderful for them, it brings them a great benefit, but it's not teferis for him. It doesn't exactly paint him in the greatest light because he just spends and spends and spends and doesn't know how to save. On the other hand, if a person is a kamtzan, he's stingy and he keeps his money to himself, so in a way that's great for him because he's careful with his money and he's not spending it randomly or frivolously, but that's not good for other people because other people sometimes do need his money. He has to give to others and help others. But if he does the derech hamutza, the golden middle, where he gives the right amount to people and he also keeps the right amount for himself, so that's the idea of teferes la'isel v'teferes la'min ha'adam. Furthermore, says Rebbe, v'avazar b'mitzvah kal kevam machamura, when a person is doing a mitzvah, he should be very careful with a light mitzvah like with a strict mitzvah. In other words, sometimes it seems like a mitzvah might not be so chashuv, and different mitzvah is way more chashuv or way more chamer. But really, you should be careful with both of them equally. Because you don't know what the schar, what the reward for a mitzvah is. We do know what the punishment of a loisase is. So ones a person is going to be chayv misa for, or maybe kares, maybe a person is going to get malchus. But those are only loisases, the ones that Hashem says don't do this. But the ones Hashem says yes, you should do this. We don't know what the reward is, and even though one might seem more chashuv than the other, that's not up to us to judge, and therefore we should be very careful with every single mitzvah, even if it seems very small. Now, that's just a general idea in how to approach mitzvah observance. However, let's say right now in front of a guy, he has a potential mitzvah to do or an avera that he might do, and it's difficult for him because he doesn't want to lose out on something else that he's doing. So that's why Rebbe continues by telling us, a person should make a calculation of the loss of a mitzvah corresponding to the gain, or the gain of an avera corresponding to the loss, which means a person, let's say, has a mitzvah in front of him, but he thinks to himself, if I spend time doing this mitzvah, I'm going to lose out on a great business deal or some money or whatever it is. So that's why you should make that calculation. Look, I'm going to receive a certain amount of schar for this mitzvah. Is that schar less or more than the money I'm going to be making? And obviously we can't compare schar in the world to come to physical money in this world. And it's the same thing with the schar of an avera. A person says to himself, let me do this avera right now. You know, it's really not so bad. Whatever other things a person tells themselves before they do an avera. But if he's able to make that cheshbon, that calculation about what he's going to lose in the future, so it's going to be easier for him not to do the avera. And lastly, says Rebbe, v'stakel b'shlosh yedvarim, if a person analyzes the following three things, he always keeps them in mind, then v'yat abal de avera, you're not going to come to an avera, even in the first place. As dal ma'alam ma'alam imcha, know what's above you, ayin raya, a seeing eye, v'ayzen shemas, and a listening ear, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavin, and everything you do is written down in a sefer. In short, Hashem is watching, he's watching, he's listening, he knows what's going on, he's going to write down everything you do in a book, so that should helpfully prevent you from doing an avera as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.